Try to stay calm and breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, and count your breaths.
What? You're trying to be a Zen master when people are shooting at us?
Another bang, and I held on to the wheel tightly. Down, love.
I'm not sure.
I reached over and shoved her head down. With my free hand, I hit the button, turned around, and then fired. Two pops, easily. Crack, crack. The first one missed. The second one hit part of the wheels, at least, because the car screeched and careened. The driver was fighting for the wheel. I immediately slammed on the brakes, screeched us around, and aimed for the car. I threw the BMW into park, and London screamed,
"What the hell are you doing?"
"I'm going to ask him some questions."
"He has a gun."
I held up my hand. "So do I. Stay here and stay down."
"What if something happens to you?"
"If something happens to me, that means that in there is a professional, and you are dead anyway." That was me, the caretaker that soothed nerves. Gun in hand, I slowly approached the other car. I reached the driver's side. The window was shattered, and the driver was gasping for breath. White male, dark hair, dark eyes. "Who are you? Why are you shooting at us?" He spat. "Okay, we can do this the hard way." I bent to open the door, but he hit the gas, tires screeching as he peeled off. I recognized why he didn't shoot me then. His gun had fallen out of his hand and he couldn't reach it. I scowled as I watched the car become smaller and smaller on the road. I jogged back to my vehicle. "Okay, he's gone. Do you want to tell me who he is? Do you want to tell me why some British tossers are after you?" London didn't answer, though. "London?" My heart rate kicked up. "No, no, no, no." I reached for her. She still had a pulse. Then I grabbed my penlight from the console. I checked her eyes. Christ, she'd passed out. It was highly likely she had a concussion. "You should have checked for that before, you idiot. There would be no getting her to her friends. There would be no getting answers tonight." I didn't really have many options. She was hurt, and those idiots who were just shooting at us might come back. I had no choice but to take her with me. Whoever she was, clearly she needed help. No way was I leaving her here.
Bright light shone behind my eyelids, and I groaned, refusing to open my eyes and face the truth, whatever that may be. Because if I opened my eyes and remembered what had happened the day or night or week before, then I'd have to deal with it. And frankly, I wasn't sure if I wanted to. "Good. You're awake." I groaned again as I forced myself to open my eyes, the blinding light hitting my retina so fiercely that I lowered my lids again and turned over, trying not to vomit. "What happened? Come on, let me see your face." The growly voice seemed far too loud for whatever room we were in. I knew it was male, but I had no idea who the hell it belonged to. To make matters worse, I didn't know where I was to begin with. That probably should have caused a bit of concern, but for the moment, I just needed my head to stop pounding and for whoever was growling to move away. "London, open your damn eyes." The tone was sharp. That forced my eyes open quickly. I immediately narrowed them at the man in front of me. He had tousled blonde hair, striking blue eyes, and a chiseled jaw covered in a few days old beard that pegged him as a long lost Hemsworth brother. His gaze narrowed and matched mine. "You don't need to shout," I snapped as I tried to level myself up. I moved far too quickly, though, because nausea swept over me and my stomach pitched. I would have moaned if I hadn't thought I'd embarrass myself and vomit. "Feel better, London?" he asked, the sarcasm in his tone making me want to punch him. Slowly, my memories returned in a scrapbook patchwork of the night before. I remembered just who I was looking at now. For starters, he was far better looking than my hazy memory gave him credit for. Either that, or I had some sort of concussion, and my vision couldn't be trusted.